To reiterate the technique regarding Elka, you want to stick to the five S's. You want to preach from the Bible. You want to walk the walk and talk the talk. You want to make sure we have the right selection, the right size, the right speed. We're fleshed all the saline out. We want to make sure we're doing the right things right. We need to stick to the indications. If we're sticking to the indications, we'll always be right, and we'll always be able to give the physician good input. We want to set the appropriate expectations, such as, doctor, we're undersized with this 0.9, so you're not going to see as much luminal gain as you might have seen in the periphery, but still remember, we are going to be debulking and modifying that lesion at the molecular level. And also remember, we're the only device that can modify the lesion at the molecular level. Rotablator doesn't do it, CSI doesn't do it, balloons don't do it. Laser is the only device that modifies the lesion at the molecular level, making it more amenable to ballooning and stenting. So it's also important to get a commitment to do a series of cases. Laser is not something you just try. You really need to make sure the doctor commits to doing a series of cases so he and she can really get over the learning curve, but also get some success under their belt and make sure you can be there to make sure everything goes well and can address any issues as they arise.